Revelation Revealed, Part 5, Section 70, Revelation 19, verses 17 through 21, The Rider on the White Horse. Verse 17, And I saw an angel standing in the sun. Literally, this angel is standing in the sun. It tells you something about the power of angels. Again, I believe there's all sorts of different types of angelic beings. This has got to be one dynamic angelic being. Who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in midair, come gather together for the great supper of God. We've seen the married feast, the married supper of the Lamb earlier. This is the great supper of God. This is a meal that does not get a lot of press within Christendom. Behind the pulpit, I have heard absolutely nobody preach on the great supper of God, but the birds of the air will eat the flesh of the wicked. Verse 18, so that you may eat the flesh of kings, generals, and mighty men, of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, small and great. Remember, Jesus has just defeated the armies of every nation in the world in Israel, and now the great supper of God is upon us, and the birds of the air will eat the flesh of those who have died in battle. And we should realize not everybody in the world will die in this battle. There will be many non-soldiers, non-military men who will survive into the thousand-year rule of Christ. Verse 19, then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth. Remember, the beast is the Antichrist. And their armies gathered together to make war against the rider on the horse and his army. That's, again, the armies of the world making war with Jesus. These people, the Antichrist knows he's not just fighting against the Israelis. He is fighting against Jesus. He knows that. And I wouldn't be surprised if his army knows that. 20. But the beast was captured. The Antichrist was captured. And with him, the false prophet, who had performed the miraculous signs on his behalf, on the behalf of the Antichrist. With these signs, he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet, deceives only those who had the mark of the beast. Those who did not receive the mark of the beast, they don't get deceived. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The rest of them were killed when the sword that came out of the mouth of the rider on the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh. So the Antichrist, the false prophet, they don't die. They get thrown into the lake of fire. The armies die. Now, this is interesting because we know at the end of the thousand-year rule of Christ, Satan will be loosed and there will be one last revolt on earth. Could the Antichrist and the false prophet be released with Satan? The text doesn't say, but since they don't die, I would not be surprised. It's obvious to me that the deception process has already begun, whether it's in the Western world or any other part of the world. As Christian, Judeo-Christian influence lessens, deception will grow. And by the time the Antichrist comes with the miraculous power of the false prophet, it will just be logical for the nations of the world to accept the Antichrist's rule. Here again we see the sword coming out of the mouth of Jesus. I believe That's just the words of Jesus. He speaks and the battle is over before it starts. And if I was there present when he spoke those words, I believe I would actually see a fiery something coming out of his mouth.